Hello, this is Jeff Barnum reading the Supreme Court decision in Michelle O'Connor Ratcliffe et al. Petitioners versus Christopher Garnier et Ux. On writ of certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. Argued October 31st, 2023. Decided March 15th, 2024. Per curiam. In 2014, Michelle O'Connor Ratcliffe and T.G. Zane created public Facebook pages to promote their campaigns for election to the Poway Unified School District, or PUSD, Board of Trustees. While O'Connor Ratcliffe and Zane, whom we will call the trustees, both had personal Facebook pages that they shared with friends and family, they used their public pages for campaigning and issues related to PUSD. After they won election, the trustees continued to use their public pages to post PUSD-related content, including board meeting recaps, application solicitations for board positions, local budget plans and surveys, and public safety updates. They also used their pages to solicit feedback and communicate with constituents. Their Facebook pages describe them as government officials and noted their official positions. O'Connor Ratcliffe also created a public Twitter page, which he used much in the same way. Christopher and Kimberly Garnier, who have children attending PUSD schools, often criticize the Board of Trustees. They began posting lengthy and repetitive comments on the trustees' social media posts. For instance, nearly identical comments on 42 separate posts on O'Connor Ratcliffe's Facebook page and 226 identical replies within a 10-minute span to every tweet on her Twitter feed. The trustees initially deleted the Garniers' comments before blocking them from commenting altogether. The Garniers sued the trustees under 42 United States Code Section 1983, seeking damages and declaratory judgment and injunctive relief for the alleged violation of their First Amendment rights. At summary judgment, the district court granted the trustees qualified immunity as to the damages claims, but allowed the case to proceed on the merits on the ground that the trustees acted under color of state law when they blocked the Garniers, Section 1983. The Ninth Circuit affirmed. It held that Section 1983's state action requirement was satisfied because there was a close nexus between the trustees' use of their social media pages and their official positions. The court cited its own state action precedent, which holds that an off-duty state employee acts under color of law if she, first, purports to or pretends to act under the color of law, second, her pretense of acting in the performance of her duties had the purpose and effect of influencing the behavior of others, and third, the harm inflicted on plaintiff related in some meaningful way either to the officer's governmental status or to the performance of her duties. In applying that framework, the court found state action based largely on the official's appearance and content of the trustees' pages. We granted certiorari in this case and in Linke v. Freed to resolve a circuit split about how to identify state action in the context of public officials using social media. Because the approach that the Ninth Circuit applied is different from the one we have elaborated in Linke, we vacate the judgment below and remand the case to the Ninth Circuit for further proceedings consistent with our opinion in that case. It is so ordered. Thank you for listening. Please help us by rating and reviewing this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you subscribe so you can get all of the OT23 decisions automatically delivered to your device. If you wish to communicate with the podcast, please email us at scotusdecisions@gmail.com.